The Alliance Party General Secretary, Mr. John Cushenham, has announced his resignation from his full-time post. Mr. Cushenham says he's taken the decision because he feels that after 8 years in the job, it's time for a change. But he says he will still play an active role in Alliance Party politics. As reports from Iran speak of further executions of government opponents, an Iranian Revolutionary Court judge, the Ayatollah Mohammadi Ghulami, has reported saying that rebels wounded in street fighting should be immediately executed rather than taken to hospital for treatment. The statement was carried in the Islamic Republic newspaper and went on to say that no repentance by armed demonstrators was accepted and their punishment was death. Ayatollah Ghulami was said to be commenting on recent clashes between Revolutionary Guards and members of the left-wing Mujahideen organization. President Reagan's official responsible for South African affairs, Mr. Chester Crocker, has arrived in Switzerland today for discussions with South African officials on new proposals to bring independence to Namibia. The American State Department say the meeting is at South Africa's request. And the Soviet Union has for the first time admitted that two of its men were killed by South African soldiers in Angola. It described the two men as military specialists and said two women were also killed. The Russians also confirmed that another man had been captured by the South Africans. Reports from Afghanistan say there's been a rocket attack on the Soviet embassy in Kabul. The attack occurred 5 days ago on a complex which houses several office buildings and blocks of flats. The attack was following exchanges of fire which lasted for several hours. The embassy had previously been the target of several unsuccessful guerrilla attacks. A number of people are believed to have been wounded in the attack. In Poland, the Catholic bishops have issued a statement to be read at Mass in the country today, supporting the demand by Solidarity's trade union for free access to the media. The message says there should be no limiting of expression simply because some views could contain truths which would be uncomfortable to some people. From Sweden, the Solidarity Union's vice president said the union will not change its independent stance as a result of pressure from Polish and Soviet authorities. And China has criticized the Soviet Union for its warnings to Poland, accusing the Kremlin of impudence, interference, and undisguised military intimidation. And the weather word on Nova, bright and sunny spells and showers, some squally and possibly thundery. Maximum temperatures around 18 degrees Celsius this afternoon. Northwesterly winds will be fresh to gusty. 88 News at 3 minutes past two.
Radio Nova.
Kisses coast to coast.
The last time British rock group ELO were in the countdown, they went to number 8 with Xanadu, a co-hit with Olivia Newton-John. Now here's their current hit, moving up 3 to number 18. Hold on tight, ELO.
Hold on tight to your dream.
Stay long time to be.
Electric Light Orchestra at number 18 on American Top 40, moving up three notches, fifth week on the chart with Hold On Tight. Coming up, the current solo hit by the first American artist to lead a popular English group. And a lot of Americans still think he's English. Billboard ranks him, AT40 counts him down.
Number 17.
Pat Benatar's fifth top 40 hit moves up two notches to 17 this week. It's called Fire and Ice.
You're giving me